Welcome to our one-year anniversary of Tire Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations here at Northeast Mississippi Community College, which once again this year is listed as one of the premier community colleges in the entire nation. Last week, we just simply ran out of time with Craig Ellis Sasser, our Executive Vice President. So for the first time ever, Craig Ellis, back-to-back appearances on Tiger Talk. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Will. It's good to be back, and first back-to-back guest. I feel very honored.
Well, we're thrilled to have you here, and we've got so much to talk about. Let's get right to it. Always plenty that's happening here at Northeast. I know a couple weeks ago we closed on the Ryder property up there in North Boonville. Give us the latest on that.
Yeah, so that building, if you're unfamiliar, it's on North 2nd Street, which is old Highway 45 going outside of town. And it's been a Ryder maintenance facility, Ryder the Trucking Corporation. And they opened a facility elsewhere and wanted to close this one. So we were able to get that building, and it's set up for diesel mechanics. So we thought, what a perfect opportunity to move our diesel mechanics program into that facility. We have outgrown the facility here on the main campus in Boonville, and Jonathan Alexander is doing such a great job recruiting in that program and growing it. And you know, our current building doesn't allow even an 18-wheeler to back into it. So it's hard to teach diesel mechanics when you can't get a truck in the building to work on one. So now he'll have a complete building, 10,000 square feet, 5 acres of concrete to drive and park trucks on, and he'll be able to pull a truck and trailer straight into the building, work on it, and pull it out the other side. So it's going to be a great facility for Mr. Alexander and his students and all the future students out there to come and learn the ropes of how to be a diesel mechanic.
Speaking of property, our soon-to-be Northeast at Ripley. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. That has been a long process, which is now coming to a close as far as the design of the building. It'll be put out on the bid market very soon. We have finished the construction document phase and sent that in to the folks in Jackson for them to prepare for bids. So we'll advertise for bids within the next month or two. And then we'll have a contractor and break ground early in 2019.
How about that? I know baseball and softball fall workouts are wrapping up, but people are talking nonstop about our new baseball and softball facility. They are really getting after that.
Hey, there's a lot to talk about if you're driven by the facility, because there's progress almost daily that's visible. So it is generating a lot of conversation around town and in the area. They are pouring concrete over there and laying down drainage pipes, just getting the facility ready before the winter really hits and the rain washes us out too much.
That's something to look forward to. That'll be here before we know it. Next year, we'll be having that brand new state-of-the-art baseball and softball facility. I know, Craig Ellis, you're all about analytics, whether that's in baseball or maybe at the cutting edge around the country when it comes to our technology in the classroom, but also we talked about this is our one-year anniversary of Tiger Talk, and when you look at our numbers, well over 5,000 listens, and 6% actually of our listeners are from Japan.
Yeah, that's a fascinating statistic to me. You guys brought it up to me last week, and we thought, well, why don't we just find out more about who our international listeners are? So if you're an international listener out there, listener to our podcast, please let us know. And Will, do you mind giving your email address?
W.A. Kohlmeyer, K-O-L-L-M-E-Y-E-R, at NEMCC.edu. And you're right, we do have an international flavor or a feel to our podcast listeners. Of course, 91% are from here in the United States, which doesn't surprise, but I mean, France, almost 50 people have downloaded a Tiger Talk in France.
Yeah, it's fascinating. So France, United Kingdom, Dominican Republic, Belgium, Switzerland, India. So if you're out there listening to us today, shoot Will an email and let us know what brought you to the podcast and what you think about it. Tell us how we're doing.
That sounds wonderful. I'll tell you, I know how you're doing. A-plus, partner. Keep up the great work.
Appreciate it, Will. You too.
As we continue our one-year anniversary show, how about some quick hitters? It was definitely a great day to be a Northeast Tiger last Thursday as we welcomed over 1,300 7th through 12th grade students to campus for our annual Higher Education Achieves Demonstrative Skills Festival. In addition to the Heads Festival. We also moved the pep rally down to the green space across from Subway, and we actually had people pulling into the Subway parking lot to be a part of the Northeast experience. It was truly a great day as we also celebrated Breast Cancer Awareness Month with our football team wearing custom jerseys with the names of those who had been affected by cancer on the backs of their jerseys. Not only did the fans love it, but some of our football players actually didn't want to give up their jerseys after the game. That name on the back meant a lot to them. Registration for the Most Beautiful pageant is currently underway in the Student Activities Office inside the Haney Union. Registration for the pageant, which is set for Tuesday, November 13th, runs through Friday, November 2nd, and it's free to register for the pageant. Northeast Honors Institute is currently selling t-shirts and long sleeve shirts as a fundraiser for the Honors Institute. Shirts feature five different designs, including the Northeast logo, a script, Northeast Tigers, and custom holiday design just for the Honors Institute. Short sleeves are $20, with long sleeves $22. Make checks available to the Northeast Development Foundation. Speaking of the Honors Institute, applications are open for the spring 2019 semester if you're interested in becoming a member of the Honors Institute. And don't forget that with the October 1st date passing, you can start filling out your FAFSA for the 2019-2020 school year. Visit fafsa.ed.gov to get the process started today. You and your friends are listening to Tiger Talk. My next guest is Christopher Shager. He's the speech instructor and director of the Northeast Theater. I like to call you Shags, if that's okay, and welcome to the show.
Shags is, works for me. It's totally appropriate. That's what I love.
18 years here at Northeast Mississippi Community College, and it's almost showtime this Thursday, October 18th, Saturday, October 20th. Both of those will be 7 o'clock starts, Sunday matinee on October 21st at 2 o'clock at the Heinz Auditorium. It's time for our fall one-acts. There's four one-act plays. Talk about how rehearsals are going.
Rehearsals are really good, Will, and once again, thanks for having me on the program. It's really wonderful. I've got a lot of new talent. I got four guys from last year, but a lot of new talent coming in from the area, and they're very receptive to the acting, and they're really adjusting well. It's kind of a shock for them. It's a leap from high school up to a professional actor training them, but they're coming along, you know. And it's a struggle, which is good. You know, you want them to really work hard at that, otherwise they're phoning it in, right? So they're grasping the concept of character and not winging it up there like a popular high schooler, you know.
Well, you've really been very impressed with your newbies. Talk a little bit about the training that's involved.
Well, it begins with basic technique in Stanislavski, who's the master of realism as far as acting is concerned. But the first class is a sit-down as far as what his principles are to make him believable. And the whole idea is that they get away from their mindset and try to embody the character's wants and needs and desires. So once again, so it's not just them playing themselves, because as a species, just standing there moving like we move and talking like we talk, we're not interesting. But characters on stage are bigger than life. So they've got to exceed their body. They've got to exceed in their vocal patterns. They've got to exceed as far as the mental capacity, right?
Mm. Well, there's four one-act plays. Mm-hmm. You've got Going Up, Failing the Improv, Little Red Riding Hood, and Grandmother's Revenge. And there's a traffic jam in the ladies' room, and I understand all of these acts, you'll combine all of them, and it won't even take an hour.
That's right, absolutely. It's just 50 minutes of rock-solid theater, and four one-acts coming at you, two of which, I must say, are brand new. In other words, they're not even published yet. I got them from a play competition that is wonderful, the Tallahatchie River Festival. By the way, they got a writing, the Faulkner writing contest and festival down there in New Albany, so shout out to New Albany.
Absolutely.
But these are brand new plays, and I've called the authors. They're very excited to have these on there. And one of them, of course, is Going Up, a lovely little play, in two scenes, right? So two sets of scenes into one little one-act play. So it's lovely, about escalophobia. You'll have to come to see the play to figure out what that is.
Okay.
But there's another one that is very exciting, very exciting, and these three guys are knocking it out. It's called There's a Traffic Jam in the Ladies' Room by Steve Karp, and it's wonderful because it's actual testimony from 2015 on the Senate floor, which with regards to, they had no bathroom stalls, not enough, for the women. So it was so old school that they had all these, you know, men taken care of, and there was no place for the women. And so there was only two stalls in there, and they were backing up at the traffic jam. So the metaphor is, it's a new day. We got some women senators now, so y'all need to wake up and, you know, help us out to make the world a little bit bigger, make a little bigger. So it's a wonderful play, and we're very excited about it.
No doubt about that. Sounds very exciting. Well, you already gave us insight on two of them. How about talking about the other two?
The other two, I have done Failing the Improv by Werner Trischmann before, and it's a wonderful little play, but it's about this frustrated LA TV writer, so it's fantastic, you know, what he's going through, and he's trying to suffer these two people that want to try to be funny, right? So that's a wonderful little play. And the last one is Little Red Riding Hood and Grandma's Revenge, and I must say, that's a little kind of a Me Too play going on right there. So it's a take on that, but it's in modern dress. And Little Red Riding Hood is sent through the forest with her friend called Lupa. And Lupa is a terrible influence, really terrible. And so much so that Grandma takes care of her with a revolver at the end. But you got to come and see that thing at the end. I had to put a notice out to the school to say, watch out, there's some blank gunshots going on, you know. So
gunplay.
Yeah, there's some minor gunplay going on, right, too. So that's kind of exciting, and that's coming your way.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. The showtime's once again Thursday, October 18th, Saturday, October 20th, both at 7 bells at night. And then you got the Sunday matinee. That's always a nice favorite there at 2 o'clock at Heinz Auditorium. And, of course, you always have that rehearsal, one final rehearsal that's open to the public as well.
Thank you very much for mentioning that. Yeah, at 10 a.m. on that Wednesday morning, right, which would be the
tomorrow.
17th. Yeah, 17th. That's correct. Thank you. And that's open, too. We will still charge admission, I must say, too.
Right.
It is. Students are $3 with an ID, and staff and faculty, everybody's $3, but the general public is $5.
Okay.
So there is a charge. We do have to buy paint. We do have to buy stuff, costumes, and rent a gun and stuff like that, too.
Yes.
So remember that as well. But thank you for that mentioning. And again, that 10 a.m. is for individuals that can't break away, or maybe they can't get a sitter. Or, you know, so please come on, and we start right at 10, so it would be great to see you.
No, it'd be great. And I tell you what, I've been noticing social media a little more of a presence this year out of Shags and Company. Talk a little about that.
Thank you very much. Yes, two of the guys I've got, Darren Simpson and Landry Bennett. Especially Landry, he's been a big motivating force behind us, and he's working with Justin Holbrook to revitalize our social imprint. But we wanted to do some YouTube stuff and interview some of the actors, and we want to make it a regular thing. And, of course, Will, you've been really helpful, and Michael's been really good to help us along with that. Thank you.
No problem.
But because we got to change, and we got to get the word out more and more. So we're going to try to put YouTube interviews with the students and also their interaction with me, along with my scariness. You know, we got to teach them how to act and the difference between high school and that. But just for the first time, we're asking them to bring all their intelligence to the roles, right? So it's not just merely putting on a play. You know, theater is good for everyone in so many ways, but it's about making empathy. It's about humility and humanity as well. So we're really getting them to think about that, what that is as far as Northeast theater at Northeast Mississippi Community College.
How about that? And before I let you go, I know you've been rocking and rolling with everything coming up with Showtime fast approaching, but last week you were emceeing the Heads event, the big career in tech. Boy, what a huge success that was.
Yeah, it was fantastic. There were vendors out there, and industry was there. Now, this is the brainchild of Ray Gillard and Greg Harden. And Mr. Maddox has also been really wonderful about getting this together. And it was a different take on the Northeast Now because we needed a more interactive idea. So both industry and all of our shops in Votech, and a shout out to you guys working so hard. But it's a big event, and we were really excited. We knocked it out. And I'm talking because I want you to come next year. Please come next year. It's always in October, the second or third week. So, folks, please come because it's a lot of fun, and there's food, and there's big-time music. So we had a great band play, and we had a guitarist, Luke Price, at the beginning of it, and these just guys bring it down. They're bringing the sound. So, please, next October, keep your eyes out for the Heads Festival. Please come. Please come.
Shags, can't thank you enough for all your time, and best of luck this week with all your different shows coming up here at Northeast.
Thank you, Will. Thank you, Michael.
What's coming up at Northeast? Later tonight, basketball returns to Bonner Arnold Coliseum as late night madness approaches. fashion after the four-year colleges, universities, Midnight Madness. Northeast Late Night Madness introduces fans to not only the men's and women's basketball teams, but the cheerleaders as well. Lets fans participate in a player-fan shootout game and the ever-popular dunk contest. Action gets underway tonight at Bonner Arnold Coliseum at 8 o'clock. Now tomorrow, Wednesday, October 17th, Medical Assisting Technology will hold a mini health clinic in the conference room on the first floor of McCoy Hall starting at 9 a.m. Students will be checking blood pressure along with sharing nutritional and healthy lifestyle information and giving info about their program. Northeast baseball team wraps up its fall schedule as the Tigers travel to Delta State University in a makeup date that was moved due to inclement weather earlier this semester. On Thursday, the Northeast football Tigers continue their trek through the Mississippi Association of Community Colleges as they visit Northwest Community College in Senatobia. Kickoff is set for 6:30. On Friday, it's Northeast Now as we welcome approximately 10 high schools, 500 high school seniors to campus to allow them to experience Northeast. Seniors get a welcome by the Northeast Band, Tiger dancers, and cheerleaders before taking a tour of campus and stopping into Seth Pounds for a mini campus country showtime. And then this Saturday, Northeast softball team travels to Union University for a doubleheader at 10 a.m. before making the short trek along I-40 to the University of Memphis for a 10-inning game at 5:30. And with that, we wrap up this week's edition of Tiger Talk. Special thanks, as always, to Michael Miller for everything he does behind the scenes each week. So, for Craig Ellis Sasser and Christopher Shager, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.